Good evening from Targeted, Massachusetts and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen. I will be your host. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or visit our site, targetedmassachusetts.org, and in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit, or call me at 1-508-857-8334 in the U.S. Okay, we have a gathering coming up in Boston on April the 12th. Now, this is going to be a very quiet demonstration, passing out flyers, meeting people from MIT, various professors, students, and it should be a great time. So if you would like to attend, again, you can write me at frank@targetedmassachusetts.org. Now, this evening, right after the public quits for the night, we will have a special airing of Allison Ireland's video on the up-and-coming conference May 1st at 11 p.m. Okay, and you can view this video at global.gotomeeting.com/join/450-414-301 or by phone at 646-749-3112, and the access code is 450-414-301. And I'm going to talk this evening about the deep state government and what it has to do with targeted individuals. Now, I believe that large corporations are using space as their own private playground. They are operating above the law as they experiment with potentially deadly weaponry. They are operating beyond the knowledge of the President of the United States. You'll have to listen as massive projects that cost the American taxpayer billions of dollars are canceled. Where does the funding go? Now, MKUltra was canceled in 1973 by then President Richard Nixon. Where did the funding go? The funding went to an organization called SAPS, or Special Access Programs, or to, in this case, the next illegal, immoral, and contemptuous program against innocent citizens of the United States. Okay, number one, the Space Force. U.S. defense officials want $300 million towards space-based weapons. Now, defense officials have asked for $300 million to fund research into directed energy weapons, or DEWs, including, but not limited to, space-based lasers, particle beam weapons, and other space-based weaponry in the 2020 budget. This is coming from Defense One. And you notice the word other. That's a very broad term. What does that mean? What does that mean to TIs? I'll tell you what it means. That other is advanced systems to attack us. We are all attacked on a daily basis. Those of you with V2K, as I have it 24 hours or 24/7, all the hours that you are awake. But this is something that we're going to stop. Okay, to get back to this topic, the officials want to test a neutral particle beam in orbit by fiscal 2023. Now, they're supposed to use this next-generation missile defense against adversarial countries like China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran, according to the report. However, the article only addresses 15 million of that budget, leaving a gap for what the other, again I say other, $289 million is used for. What? We don't know. That's a gray area. As you know, when it comes to the nation's budget, we have many gray areas, and they continue to remain gray. As NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden revealed, under high levels of national security, there was a black budget of $52.6 billion, yes, I said billion, dollars. So that money is a black budget. It's unaccounted for. It's not written on any ledger anywhere. It just is. So one may wonder how much more that cost has risen and how much is allocated to space-based weaponry off the books on the black budget. Well, that remains to be seen. So the Pentagon is taking under two studies. The first is a $15 million exploration of whether satellites outfitted with lasers might be able to disable enemy missiles coming off the launch pad. So after this extensive research, defense officials have said previously that lasers would need to be in the megawatt class. They expect to finish this study within 6 months. They're also pouring money into a study of space-based neutral particle beams, a different form of energy. Now, this energy disrupts missiles with streams of subatomic particles traveling close to light speed, as opposed to lasers whose photons travel at light speed. Now, the Pentagon first tested the concept of a neutral particle beam in the late 1980s. And it was also in Popular Science, of all places. And it was called Neutral Particle Beam, or NPB. According to a 1990 report that military scientists sent to the lawmakers, scientists in black projects explored the possibility of a space-based weapon that could kill missiles and reentry vehicles in the boost, post-boost, and mid-course portion of an ICBM trajectory. Projects during the mid-course phase. In July 1989, the program put a neutral particle beam into orbit as part of a project called Beam Experiment. Now, this was aboard a rocket, which is seen as a major success for the NPB program. Now, On the other side of the hemisphere, the Soviets aren't sitting there with their hands folded. The Soviets had worked for years on ground-based directed energy weapons, mainly lasers, high-powered microwave masers, and exotic particle beam weapons. Evidence exists that the USSR tested these weapons, both anti-satellite and ABM, anti-ballistic missile capable. The Russians are suspected of having a particle beam weapon installation allegedly located at Semipalatinsk, Kazakhstan. My Russian isn't very good, so I probably didn't get that exactly right, but I think it's close enough. In 2017, shortly before Trump's inauguration, a U.S. Air Force commander proclaimed space weapons can now be used against ISIS. I just wanted to interject one thing about ISIS. ISIS does not have an identity. They say, okay, ISIS did this, ISIS did that. Well, to me, if somebody has done something wrong over there, they're ISIS, okay? If somebody has done something right, okay, they're the U.S. or, you know, one of its allies or someone else. But ISIS, you can put that label on anyone. But this type of technology has been developed in secret for years. If we want to be more agile, then the reality is we are going to have to push the decision authority down to some lower levels in certain areas. The big question is that we've got to wrestle with is the authorities to operate in cyber in space. In 2017, he wrote a lengthy expose by a since-deceased military whistleblower in regard to a secret space program existing and having run several experiments that were always canceled. Now, what happens when they're canceled? Okay. Over the years, but received immense funding. Within that article entitled, I provided evidence that these military space plans were not canceled, but were simply discredited while remaining operational and went into Black Project SAPs, or once again, special access programs, parentheses, MK Ultra. Meanwhile, Congress voted under the Defense Authorization 2018 bill on forming a new sixth branch of the military called Space Corps, which would take over Air Force Space Command operations and likely Naval Space Operations, or Naval Space Command. In 2015, the New York Times reported that space could be the next war zone, or as I mentioned earlier, the next recess, you know, go out and play zone, because no one can see these people up there. Okay, we can watch them on satellites. If they go far enough out, we're not seeing them. We have brand new companies that are sending people up in space. We have brand new companies that are putting up satellites. So they could be having war games up there for all we know. One company against another company, not so much country against country. Okay, preventing a space war not unlike the submarine antics that we have been going on since the first submarines. Now, you know that the submarines, United States and Russia specifically, have had their own war games for years, chasing each other, finding each other, and it was all a big game. But it's worth noting that space-based weaponry is nothing new. Believe it or not, history of space-based weapons goes back to 1959, when the Air Force first expressed interest in space weapons and considered a plan. Project A-119, according to a classified report by the Air Force Nuclear Weapons Center from June 1959. The report shows they wanted to investigate the capability of weapons in space. Okay. Project called Horizon, which was all drawn up and all planned out, funded in the 60s, and it was canceled. So it joins the list of projects that were canceled, and that seemingly depicts the blueprints for a secret space program, including a base on the moon. So, it's worth noting that in 2017, a year prior, before the announcing of Space Force, or Space Corps, the U.S. and Russia agreed to build a moon base together. And this is coming from the Activist Post. NASA and the Russian space agency Roscosmos announced a partnership for human exploration of the moon and deep space. Both agencies signed a joint statement on the collaborative effort. It all stems from NASA's Deep Space Gateway. And this concept, a mission architecture designed to send astronauts into lunar orbit by 2020. The statement sets a mid-2020s goal for beginning the project. Now, if you notice, everything that I've been mentioning here is aimed at the year 2020. All this big spending is happening in the 2020 budget. So this plan challenges our current capabilities in human spaceflight and will benefit from engagement by multiple countries and U.S. industry, NASA officials said in a statement. Instead, the current plan resembles another previous proposal called MOL, or Manned Orbiting Laboratory. We'll be back, folks. It's time to pay a few bills. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Of the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen, and if you've just joined us, I will be your host. Call in and ask a question at 1-800-313-9443, or just listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing Frank at targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter. Or you can visit our site at targetedmassachusetts.org. And in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit or call me at 1-508-857-8334 in the U.S. Okay, to get back to what we were talking about, we're looking at project after project after project that has been canceled by the federal government, and there is no explanation of where the funds go. Do they go back in the Treasury? Doesn't look that way. They go into special access programs, which are, to be translated, they call them SAPs, and that's what they make out of us. But the special access programs are actually black ops. Okay. The MOL ran from December 1963 until its alleged cancellation in June 1969, another cancellation. Its mission was to use an elite corps of secret U.S. astronauts to gather intelligence on the Soviets during the Cold War. This historical fact proves that secret astronauts were proposed and may exist today in black ops known as special access programs. China and Europe also recently proposed to build a joint lunar command for their own future space endeavors. This project, however, is the opposite and more closely resembles Project Horizon. And this is the one that I actually skipped over. A stationary joint command structure on the moon. Now, it seems that the Soviets don't quite have the same expertise that we have with satellites and travel in space in general. Okay, we have a quote from President Ronald Reagan, June the 11th, 1985. And it seems to allude to the fact that Reagan wrote in his diary that he had been told about a space shuttle that carries 300 men. Why? Why would you want 300 men in space? Doesn't make any sense to me. The quote by Ronald Reagan in his diary makes only a little more sense when compared with a 1989 New York Times article which reported that the Air Force had shut down another planned manned space program with a staff of 32 astronauts and a space shuttle launching facility in Colorado. The space facility and project cost in the neighborhood of $5 billion. So why would they shut it down? So we all know where the money went. Special access programs, or SAPs. Now, President Reagan said space truly is the last frontier, and some of the developments there in astronomy are like science fiction, except they are real. And he learned that our shuttle capacity is such that we could orbit 300 people. Again, why? Okay, the Air Force came out with an X-20. And oddly enough, it was called the Dinosaur, D-Y-N-A-S-O-A-R. And it was designed in the 60s and was allegedly scrapped for metal. What happened to that money? The Air Force quietly announced its cancellation in 1963. Today, the U.S. Air Force... Time to pay some more bills, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Target in Massachusetts and the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen, in case you just tuned in. I will be your host. You can call in and ask a question at 800-313-9443 or listen at 605-313-0163. You can receive a copy of our newsletter simply by writing frank@targetedmassachusetts.org. In the subject line, type newsletter, or you can visit our site, targetedmassachusetts.org, and in the navigation, go to contact information. When completed, click submit, and you're all done. Or you can call me at 1-508-857-8334. In the U.S. Now, for those of you who have just tuned in, we've been speaking about the government's continual waste of money and how it relates to targets, because MKUltra was actually disbanded in 1973 by then President Richard Melhouse Nixon, but it just didn't go away. We have roughly 300 million people in the U.S. alone, and some people will argue that that's an exaggeration, but after you've done some research, you'll find that it's very, very plausible. And this relates to it because there's a word that keeps popping up in the funding, laser research, particle beam research, and the word other, that big gray area again. Okay, let me get back to this. There is a space weapons agreement that a congressman proposed called the Space Preservation Treaty of 2005. Now, this states that countries will not seek to weaponize space. However, then President Obama violated this agreement under the 2017 NDAA Act, and no one noticed that the legislature he signed is essentially the Star Wars Defense Initiative 2 that his predecessor Ronald Reagan signed, calling for a space-based missile system. Now, that proposed system is now under and defense officials now want more money to develop U.S. space-based weapons. Trump's Pentagon arms research chief, Michael Griffin, first expressed interest in directed energy weapons last year. This is, again, the activist post. WikiLeaks documents from a hacking team, the mysterious Italian surveillance malware vendor, also shows references to non-lethal directed energy weapons already being sold globally. Have you got that? Targets? Globally. Then there is this interesting document on the bio effects of non-lethal weapons. We're continually seeing this document appear, updated, continually, year after year. Why do they have this? Document on the bio effects of non-lethal weapons. I don't know how many copies of it I have. In fact, we know that directed energy weapons have existed since at least April 28, 1997, when U.S. Defense Secretary William Cohen made the following statement, according to the Department of Defense. Other terrorists are engaging even in an echo type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes, etc., through the use of microwaves or electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there at work finding ways in which they can wreck our lives, destroy our lives, tear up our lives, tear up the very fabric of humanity. It's real. And that's the reason why we have to intensify our counterterrorism efforts. However, currently Russia and China want a treaty on the prevention of the placement of weapons in outer space. Russian ambassador to the UN, Dr. Vitaly Churkin, expressed. In fact, there are other WikiLeaks documents. There are a ton of them. This time from John Podesta, and it's an email. And show an email from the former astronaut and sixth to walk on the moon, Edgar Mitchell, and he talks about this treaty with Podesta. Question, is there any evidence that there is advanced weaponry in space? Answer, Mitchell warned The war in space, or the space race, is heating up. Mitchell also sends Podesta a revised new space weapons treaty to ban the use of weapons in outer space. Now, this next weapon is a trip. It's called the Rod of God. And what is the Rod of God? Well, it's part of the directed energy weapon family. It's what they call a kinetic energy weapon. The rods are directed munitions. The higher you are, the greater your distance from the planet, the greater the kinetic energy that you have, because it is actually based on the Earth's gravity. In 2004, published in Popular Science, Eric Adams writes, "A pair of satellites orbiting several hundred miles above the Earth would serve as the weapons platform. One functions as the targeting and communications platform, while the other carries numerous tungsten rods." Now, I found that rather curious, that they're using tungsten rods. Now, they are up to 20 feet in length and a foot in diameter. Now, they can drop on targets with less than 15 minutes notice. When instructed from the ground, the targeting satellite commands its partner to drop one of its darts. The guided rods enter the atmosphere protected by a thermal 36,000 feet per second. Now, this in fact is comparable to a meteor. In fact, I believe it's a little more than a meteor. The result is complete devastation of the target, even if it's buried deep underground. The two-platform configuration permits the weapon to be reloaded just by launching a new set of rods, rather than replacing the entire system. So this is another renewable weapon. It's actually a kinetic weapon that has ammunition. There's also the space-based laser. All of these weapons and more used to be under the Space and Naval Warforce Systems Command, or SPAWAR. Like many of these projects, the Rod of God weapon was proposed in the 50s by the RAND Corporation, prior to Reagan's SDI. RAND played with the idea of placing rods on the tips of IBM. But I'm going to skip down a little bit, and I'm going to get into some more notes here. It is highly possible that the Rod of God was used after a North Korean launch pad collapsed in 2017. Since former Secretary of Defense James Mattis suggested the U.S. could use kinetic weapons against North Korea prior to the strange earthquake, as Activist Post reported. Now, this thing is so incredible that it emulates an earthquake. So what kind of weapon is this? Okay, an earthquake then happened, and although small, a 3.5 earthquake took place near its nuclear facilities in April, right after Mattis's comments, and a bigger one then followed in July 2017, which was a 5.8 on the Richter scale, as reported by AustralianNews.com. There was also a further earthquake in September 2017, which Voice of America blamed on North Korea running nuclear tests, resulting in the deaths of dozens of people. VOA reported that North Korea had successfully detonated a hydrogen bomb. 1 month later, in October, there was another nuclear test site destroyed, one of mine shaft being dug at the regime's nuclear test site, collapsed and killed 200 people, which was blamed on previous testing. Last year, a study by a group of geologists discovered that the Mount Mantap Mountains, used by North Korea for its nuclear bomb testing, had collapsed. Imagine a mountain range collapsing now. You have to picture this. Picture the Rockies just flattening out. Okay, so they had collapsed as a result of the explosions last April. Now, this is going to sound kind of strange, but this is the reason North Korea backed out of the nuclear arms race. Now, China, they're not stupid. They had concerns about radioactive fallout, which could make its way into China. Now, this is according to scientists from the University of Science and Technology of China. Now, the researchers believe this could be the true reason North Korean President Kim Jong-un announced the halt of their nuclear testing program. Now, I believe that all these coincidental earthquakes after the kinetic weapon threat is unignorable, empirical evidence that there were several nuclear test sites destroyed and hit with tremors. Another time the Rod of God weapon may have been used was in 2015, when Natural News reported that the several explosions at Tianjin, China, were due to the Rod of God, largely due to the Chinese cyber attacks. Okay, we have payback here. And presumably, U.S. currency devaluation that took place in 2015 from dumping massive bonds. So, we have a weapon that China, it's so fast and so furious that China can't even identify it as a weapon. So, it's got to be serious. So in 2011, or a few years prior, the New York Times reported that the Defense Department was working up new strategies to counter cyber attacks, including, as the paper reported, a military response, because they would soon consider cyber attacks as an act of war. In 2015, the New York Times followed up with a report on the rods from God, another type of blacklisted space weaponry. Is an aircraft known as the Aurora, or TR-3B. When you first start researching space weapons, you come up with a lot in your searches. And there is a man's name that comes up, and his name is Edgar Fauch. And he is a former contractor with the Department of Defense. And he began leaking information in the 90s pertaining to the existence of U.S. Air Force triangular-shaped craft. Okay, this is pretty far out here, or the Aurora project. He alleged the aerial vehicle was an advanced version of the SR-71 Blackbird and had been developed in secret by NASA and the U.S. Air Force and had been flying since at least the 80s. Now, where do you think this technology came from? The Aurora compromises the SR-75 capable of speeds above Mach 5 and acts as a mothership for the SR-74 that can travel at speeds of Mach 18. That's 18 times the speed of sound into space to deliver satellites. Is Edgar Faust credible? And the answer is yes. There are dozens of documents of his awards. He is indeed who he claims to be. And we have a caller, Rich from Alabama.
Hello?
Hi, go right ahead.
I'm listening to your broadcast, and I just wanted to let you know and remind the audience, if they hadn't heard, the subject matter that you're talking about. There was a man back in the 80s. His name was Lyndon LaRoche, and he just passed away about 2 weeks ago. But he was,
okay,
to my understanding, like the grandfather or the father of the space SDI, and he had worked with Ronald Reagan on getting this thing fielded and initiated. And I think what he wanted to do was he wanted to share it with all the other countries, even the Soviet Union and stuff. But I guess people within the State Department or within the government didn't like that. So what they did is they set him up. And I remember when it happened, they sent the Fed in and they to his organization, and they arrested a bunch of people and took all of his files and things, and they put him in prison for I want to say about 5 years. But yeah, he, Lyndon LaRoche, he just passed away a couple weeks ago. So he was, I think he was like 90, 96, but, I just wanted to call in, let your listeners know, about that.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Anytime anytime a listener calls in, it's fantastic to get another viewpoint or more information on the subject matter. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye now. Okay, that's great to have people calling in. And again, if you'd like to call in and share or ask a question, the number is 1-800-313-9443. And this is the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Frank Allen. I represent Target in Massachusetts. But please call in. The number is 800-313-9443. And we'll be happy to take your call and listen to what you have to say, because everybody that calls in adds a piece to the puzzle. And that is one piece right there. Thank you very much. So to get back to this TR-3B, the performance characteristics of this vehicle are mind-boggling. It uses magnetic field propulsion to reduce the weight of the craft, plasma, and traveling faster than 30 times the Earth's gravity at Mach 9, 6,900 miles an hour, vertically or horizontally, diagonally, wherever it wants to go at 6,900 miles an hour. And it can change at a heartbeat. But my question is, how does a human being take the G-forces of that radical a change in attitude? That's a question I have, and I'm going to try and see if I can find the answers to that. But is this possible? And we first have to look at the speed, if the speed is achievable. Now, this is going to flip out people that love Star Trek. Recently, warp drive technology like this became public, and the Chinese tested the leaked EM drive patent and manufactured the device. So the technology is indeed operational. And NASA has confirmed, too, that it works. So from a 60s television show, we have warp drive, a reality. An astrophysicist claimed that we would have it within 100 years. Well, guess what? While another scientist in Britain, Roger Scheuer, claimed he figured out the secret and we could reach the moon in 4 hours. And Russia's made a similar claim, but with a nuclear fission engine, which is not a good idea. I wouldn't want to be following him. Okay, they're claiming that the engine can provide a fast way to get to Mars in 6 weeks. Man, that baby's going to pin you in the chair. Next, let's talk about the possibility to generate a magnetic field for use of propulsion. Is this plausible? Well, your own planet that you are walking on is living proof. Because what generates the gravity on your planet is the magma inside that is actually rotating. That's what's creating your gravity, a rotating plasma. This proves that this indeed is possible. Now, our former Lockheed Martin Skunk Works senior scientist, Boyd Bushman, came out in 2012 and he said on his deathbed that it works. Okay, and I thank you. In Targeted, Massachusetts.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.